I'm speaking with Jerry Sutton. He's a Democratic delegate and is heading to the Colorado Convention. Welcome and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So let's start out by telling me a little bit about the process about how you became a delegate.
Well, each state's caucusing and delegate selection process differs. And even within states, it differs between parties. Now, in the Democratic Party in Ohio, delegates are selected on a congressional, U.S. congressional district basis. And the caucus for that was held the 6th of January at Wright State University. And in that process, people attend. If they want to be a delegate, they have to declare themselves for one of the candidates. Early in January, the Democratic field was pretty wide. There were two obvious leaders. I decided, you know, having never participated in anything of this magnitude, to contend. And so I applied to be a delegate for Senator Clinton. We then went into our caucus rooms. Each candidate had a separate caucus at the simultaneously. So anybody that wanted to vote on the delegate for Senator Clinton had to be in that room. Those that voted for the delegate for Senator Obama would be in that room. Delegate candidates were then introduced, made a few remarks, the vote held, and I was selected.
Now, was there a delegate selected for Senator Obama?
Yes. Each candidate had a number of delegates. Of course, early January preceded our standard primary, which was the 4th of March. So you had to allow for any possible range of outcomes at that primary. So each candidate had a number of delegates that may or may not have been used ultimately, but they ranked them up by priority. Also, after the primary, when it was determined the percentage of popular vote by each candidate, then the 92 total delegates in the state were allocated. They were looked at to be representative as to race, gender, etc. And so it was late March before I actually heard that I was indeed going to be a delegate.
So then you're what they'd call a pledged delegate, is that right?
Yes.
So what's the difference between that kind of delegate and other delegates?
Well, during the first round, I am pledged to cast my vote for Senator Clinton. And if there are other categories of delegates, and there are a number of different categories that I can go into, it just, then they would be pledged, typically the first round. If they go to a second round, then it's, up for your choice at that time and which candidates have persuaded you and that sort of stuff. There are 92 delegates in the district-level delegates they're referred to because they're selected by the congressional districts, and they're apportioned across the state. Now, in the 7th, where I am from, there are a total of 4 district-level delegates, 2 each for Obama and 2 for Senator Clinton. And there is 1 alternate that has been designated. In addition to the 92 district-level delegates, there are 16 alternate delegates. Plus, there are other categories of delegates to include the superdelegate, so to speak. And, if the entire entourage from Ohio, designated entourage from Ohio, shows up, it'll be 188 individuals attending the national convention.
So what is your main job going to be in Colorado? What are you going to be doing?
It has been a little vague at this point, but the information indicates there are certain caucus times in the forenoon, and then in the afternoon you're expected to be on the floor, convention floor, during the activities, typically from 4:30 till 9 in the Colorado time. That'd be like 10 o'clock, our local time here.
We know that Senator Obama got more of the delegates, but it was not by a large margin. So at the convention, is it that everything is put to rest somehow?
Well, that was one of the unknown things. You also recall that there was some concern about how do you count the Florida and the Michigan delegates due to the primary shift and all that controversy. Being a delegate, your phone number is public information. So I've been called, contacted by a number of people, including other delegates or contingents of delegates fairly early in the process, and they wanted me to join with them and be very strident about we must hear from Senator Clinton and have her appear on the ballot. My perspective was, that's a decision that Senator Clinton first instance has to make in consultation probably with Senator Obama and the party at large. My voice, I didn't think, was really relevant. And secondly, I didn't want a controversy. You know, this needn't be a controversy. The party doesn't need a riff or a floor fight or any of that. Subsequently, and in fact last week in the newspaper, it was indicated that both Senator Obama and Senator Clinton's names would be entered into nomination, appropriate speeches, etc., and a floor vote would be taken. Now, I anticipate, this is pure supposition on my part because I have no insights as to the fine-tuned workings of this party, but at some point I anticipate Senator Clinton handing over her delegates to Senator Obama, if that becomes obvious. But, you know, stranger things have happened along the path.
So as a Clinton delegate, how are you feeling about Senator Obama now?
You know, historically, our perception of what goes on at national conventions is viewed through the soda straw of the TV set and commentary that goes along with it. So I wanted to get involved in it. And I was interested in being a delegate, and I could have supported either one of the leading candidates, and I still can. I have no problem. I've seen Senator Obama speak on a couple of occasions. He's extremely articulate. He has a stage presence, obvious leader, and I would be very comfortable in supporting him.
What's been the most surprising thing about your experience as a delegate?
Oh, I guess I expected everything to be planned out in detail, and I expected at this point I'd have a detailed schedule. We're going to have these sort of seminars and these classes, and this subject's going to be covered, et cetera, et cetera. Thus far, have not seen that level of detail. Hopefully, it'll all become clear when we get to Denver.
Would it be something that you would do again?
Can't really say that until I've been there and done it.
What's the next step after the convention? Is that the final hurrah for the delegates?
To my knowledge, it is. There may be some residual tasking, but from then on, we will be inside of 60 days to the election, and so every energies are going to be focused on how do we get people out to vote, how do we get them informed as to the candidates, etc.
So what do you think the outcome will be come November?
I have my hopes. I think I get a feel that the nation is ready for a change at the national level. There's a lot of, let's call it, malaise in the economy. A lot of people are hurting economically. Greene County is historically predominantly Republican. But this year, for the first time since I believe it was 1937, more Democratic primary ballots were requested than Republican primary ballots. Now, any number of reasons that could be, but all that'd be speculative because the numbers, you just can't dig it out of the numbers, and I've tried. So there seems to be a shift in that regard.
Jerry Sutton is a Democratic delegate and heading to Colorado. Enjoy your time there, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you.